Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
A naval training center is a big Navy town where green recruits are changed quickly into...
After Pearl Harbor, the Naval Air Station in Minneapolis geared up for the war. Barracks and instruction buildings were added. Warehouses were designed to store aviation fuel. During World War II, over 4,000 U.S. Navy air cadets would pass through the station, but the best known would have to be George Herbert Walker Bush, an 18-year-old cadet who arrived November 1942 to begin flight training. Minneapolis was where Bush and the other cadets had their first taste of piloting in a bright yellow trainer biplane.
One day last spring, Lieutenant Wesley J. Butch McGorkle ran into some unusual flying conditions.
Bush wrote his mother from Minnesota, saying it was so cold that by the time the cadets bundled up, they could barely maneuver the plane with all those layers. By the end of the war, Bush had flown 58 combat missions as a bomber pilot and went on to become America's 41st president.
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at mn90.org.